Hello.
Hello, my name is Lewis from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions over public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at your address?
I guess so.
I hear you. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, and that would be, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? You will probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will.
Would you say that probably or very certain?
I will. 100%.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much for your answer. And would you please tell me your age?
I'm over 70.
Understood, sir. Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself, sir?
African-American.
Understood. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
No, not really.
You would say wrong direction in that case?
Yeah.
Okay. And thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
No way.
None of those? Or would you lean for Republican, or would you lean towards the Democratic candidate?
No, I would rather vote for the Democrat this time.
So you said you would vote for the Democrat, or no?
Yes, I will.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you for your impressions of some people and organizations that you might have heard of. As I read each one, you can please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. The Democrats.
There's one I will never vote for.
Sorry?
That is one I will never vote for.
Oh, but this is
He's
a list.
A convicted felon.
Well, I haven't mentioned anyone particularly. As I mentioned, the first entity in this case would be Democrats in Congress. What do you consider of that? Very favorable, unfavorable, or somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable?
I would vote for the Democrats in Congress.
In that case, would you say it's very favorable, your opinion, or
yes,
somewhat?
Yes, it's very.
Oh, okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
No way, I'll say no.
So very unfavorable?
Yeah.
What about Project 2025?
Oh, God, no way.
So very unfavorable in that case.
Yep.
Next is Joe Biden.
What about him?
You can say that if your opinion is favorable or unfavorable between very.
No, he was all right.
And where does that opinion will land in somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable? Or very favorable.
It was favorable, you know, but it did pass the torch, you know, to the vice, you know. And I'm gonna vote for.
In that particular case, your opinion on Joe Biden would be somewhat favorable, or
yes, somewhat favorable.
Next is Kamala Harris.
I'll make sure, you know, she will be the next president in November.
So your opinion is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Yes, it's very favorable, yes.
Next is
we have
Thomas.
No choice.
Understood, sir. And next is Thomas Chalifou. Is your opinion favorable, unfavorable, or any other?
Who is it?
Thomas Chalifou.
I never heard of him.
Oh, okay. And what about Darren Soto? Soto.
Yes, I would vote for him.
So very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Yes, very. It's very favorable.
Also, next is Republicans in Congress.
No way, also.
So that's a very unfavorable, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And then the last is Donald Trump.
Oh, God. Convicted felon, no way.
It's a very unfavorable in that case.
Yes, yes, it is, yes.
I understand, sir. So thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly
I strongly
approve,
you know, he's doing a wonderful job.
Understood.
Keep us safe, you know.
Understood, sir, and thank you for your opinion. Now, thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman for this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
There's no way I would vote for Trump, man. He's a convicted felon.
And in that particular case, would you vote for Kamala Harris?
Yes.
And if the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mucursell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would
I will never vote for a Republican again, you know, never, you know.
So in that case, you would vote for the Democrat, Debbie Mucursell Powell, is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
All Democrats, you know.
Understood, sir. Okay, so if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifou, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Darren Soto.
I hear you, sir. Thank you. We're reaching half of this survey and appreciate your opinion so far. So as you may know, there will be also amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment, it's titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before availability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Anything, you know, I mean, to protect a woman, I'm going to vote for that.
In that case, would you say that you were voting yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it? Or which one?
I mean,
lean towards.
He's talking
more
about the amendment for the women's rights.
It is basically yes, women's rights, correct?
Yes, I will vote for the women's rights. Yeah.
So you would vote yes on this particular amendment, correct?
Yeah, that's their body. They should be able to decide, you know, what's good for them. You know, not us.
Understood, sir. Moving forward, I'd like to read you two brief statements about the two candidates for Congress. So first is Colonel Thomas Chalifou is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served over 30 years Colonel Chalfo will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalfo will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our country. And the next is Darren Soto is the current commerce man for Central Florida, and Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass a bipartisan legislation and expand health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass laws that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will also always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. If the elections for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalfo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
I would vote for Soto.
Understood, sir. And in this, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Bringing down rent prices, making health care more affordable for working families, lower.
They should make it easy for everybody, because I work 45 years, I'm all right. I have my own house and everything else. But some people, they can't even eat, you know, but they should be able to help them out.
There are other types of important issues here, and they are close to what you're saying, sir. So also lowering inflation and gas prices, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, securing our border, protective reproductive freedom, ending gun violence epidemic, tackling crime and improving public safety, promoting traditional values in schools, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting Social Security and Medicare, making owning a home more affordable, and lowering grocery prices. Which one do you think is most important for the Congress to focus their attention on right now?
Like I said, you know, I mean, I'm okay, but, you know, they should be able to help, you know, the poorest, you know, help them out, you know.
Would that mean that in between that answer, sir, you can say either lowering grocery prices or lowering inflation and gas prices?
Like I said, you know, I came from Boston, you know, and moved down to Florida. We're tying down here. You know, but I could see some people, the homeless people, they are sitting on the street. You should be able to help them out, you know. They need help. You know, we are in America, I mean, you know.
Yes, sir. I
shouldn't have been homeless.
Although in this particular list, I understand your point, sir, but there are specific points like the grocery prices or the gas and inflation.
Yeah, they should be able to for grocery, you know, gas, you know, home, you know. If you're in America, you should be able to afford it.
Do you think it's most important groceries or to make a home more affordable? Or
not for me, for them. You should be able, I mean, if you're in America, you know what I'm saying? You should be able, you know,
so
to get help from the government.
So in this case, your opinion would fall under which one of these issues that you think is the most important? Making health care
more? Health care, you know, and a place to sleep, you know. It shouldn't be on the street.
So either bringing down rent prices or making owning a
home.
Yeah,
they should build more home, you know.
So making owning a home more affordable would be the most important to you, you would say?
Yes.
Understood, sir. And what do you think is the next most important issue besides making home more affordable, like crime?
No, healthcare. Crime, you know, all those, you know, healthcare, crime.
Healthcare, understood, sir. Making healthcare. In that case, well, moving past that, I appreciate your opinion. We're past the middle of the survey, and just let me read you some state. Some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing of a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing?
Let me tell you, I already made up my mind. You know, I'm voting all the way Democrats, you know.
I understand you, sir. And in this particular part, you can say that it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or it's no effect. For example, Thomas Chalufo is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing to vote for, or has no effect?
I would never vote for.
Understood. That's a no effect. And then also Thomas Chalufo will put an end to the border crisis and filling our community with dangerous criminals and who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. Does that make it convincing or has no effect on you voting?
I don't know. I'm going to do my homework, you know, make sure, you know.
Understand you, sir.
I need to do my homework first, you know.
And the next is Thomas.
Because
Thomas.
I never heard of him, you know.
Understood that these are just statements. Whether they have a convincing or non-convincing effect on you, you can say so. Next is Thomas Chalufo will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served over 30 years, Chalufo will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. Would that be a very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect on you to vote for that?
No effect on me.
Next is Darren Soto. Help bring down prices for prescription drugs and kept out of out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower health care costs for everyone. Is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Yeah, he's very convincing. He's a good guy.
Also, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws, and backed by sheriffs, and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase in agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new patrol border agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Is that very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
It's very convincing.
Understood, sir. And the last is for Darren Soto is he opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Very convincing, somewhat
true.
Convincing. So
very convincing.
So now that you heard a little bit more, if the elections for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalufo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Darren Soto. I'm going to go all the way Democratic.
I completely understand your opinion, sir, and thank you for that. So almost finishing up here, let me read you some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all in your decision? So Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for a failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas price skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made lives harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect on your vote?
No effect on my vote.
And while Chalifo says that has a successful business, he was a successful business owner, and his company's owed over $50 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million-dollar foreclosures. Would that give you serious doubts about your vote, some doubts, or no effect on it?
Serious, I don't know at all.
Understood. Now, despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Chalifo continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks. And while his backers fight to abolishing Social Security and cut support programs for
veterans. I was almost done because I was doing something, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, sir, and definitely as almost done. We appreciate every opinion, sir. If you give me 3 more minutes, we will finish.
Oh, no, that's too long. You know, I was eating my dinner, you know.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Would you be okay if we continue later for this, sir? As your opinions will be remaining.
All right.
Yes, I can give you a call later on,
okay.
Sir. I understand you. So
thank you
for your time.
All right.
I'll talk to you later, sir. Thank you.